This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Early voting started today for the May 4th municipal elections across North Texas. The highest profile election on local ballots, the race for Dallas mayor. 9 candidates are in the running to replace Mike Rawlings, whose term limited. Dallas native Albert Black Jr. was the first candidate to launch his campaign. He announced his bid last summer. An African-American businessman, he grew up in Fraser Court's public housing.
No one would think that I would be here. My dad was a doorman at the Baker Hotel. No one would think that a person that went through the kind of school chaos that I did with public busing of school would be up in this stage.
Black's campaign message, he'll apply the same smarts and hard work that led to his business success to help the city of Dallas succeed. That same nothing-to-something storyline echoes across several of the mayoral candidates. Dallas Democratic State Representative Eric Johnson, the last to enter this race, thanks his West Dallas first grade teacher for instilling a love of learning.
Through the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Dallas, I was able to get a scholarship to attend Green Hill School, and it changed my life. I want to make sure every kid in this city has every opportunity I had to succeed.
Johnson and Black aren't alone. Dallas School Board member Miguel Solis offers his own story.
I'm the grandson of immigrants that came to this country fleeing the Mexican Revolution. Luckily, there was an infrastructure of opportunity, good education, jobs that paid a fair wage. I want to rebuild that infrastructure of opportunity.
And that's just 3 of the 9 candidates in this wide-open race. We've seen elections like this before. In 2007, for example, 11 people ran. For the past several weeks, this group of candidates has been running around to election forums, raising money, and meeting prospective voters. The real fight isn't to win the job on May 4th. It's to make a 2-person runoff. Southern Methodist University political science professor Cal Gilson says it'll be next to impossible for any candidate to get a majority of the votes outright in the May 4th election.
This is the first mayor's race that I can recall that have 8-10 people, half of whom could make the runoff. But among the top 5 or 6, it's hard to say which 2 end up in the runoff.
Gilson points out one sign of the lack of a clear front runner. The Dallas Citizens Council, a powerful group of business leaders, announced it would not endorse a candidate. Gilson says some Citizen Council members, however, have independently backed someone. He figured they'd pick builder-developer Mike Ablon.
But it's not Ablon. It is Eric Johnson. And that is unusual. The idea behind that endorsement and the money that came with it is fairly unclear.
What is clear, says Gilson, money matters in a race that's had very little public polling. In this year's first quarter, Johnson raised the most, more than $500,000. Solis came in second, and philanthropist Lynn McBee third, raising nearly $400,000. She heads an educational nonprofit and for years had lived in Highland Park before moving to Dallas last summer. Not far behind in fundraising, Regina Montoya, who collected more than $300,000 in the first quarter. The lawyer has decades of nonprofit experience. She served in President Clinton's administration and has co-chaired the mayor's task force on poverty. Whatever the job, Montoya says she's always focused on helping students, especially from low-income families.
Over 90% of our children qualify for free and reduced lunches. We have to create the preschool programs, and those do include quality child care. It does include after-school programs, because there are many parts of our city that don't have them, that aren't available.
Montoya says she would work closely with the school superintendent to accomplish those goals. There are 3 other candidates on the mayoral ballot in Dallas. Scott Griggs, who currently represents North Oak Cliff on the Dallas City Council. Jason Villalba, who lost a Republican primary to keep his state house seat last year, and Allison Kennedy, who ran for president in 2016 as a member of the Socialist Workers Party. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.